So the railroad infrastructure in America is crumbling into third world status. Right now, according to mainstream media reports, there's $31 billion worth of cargo that is landlocked. That's right, landlocked off the coast of America because the railroads aren't running with sufficient capacity to allow the ports to unload and to bring that cargo inland. So $31 billion worth of cargo just sitting there. They're calling it a massive log jam. The trains just don't have enough infrastructure. And then on top of that, well, the train engineers are quitting in droves. They're just quitting their jobs because they're being asked to work 12-hour shifts or sometimes 16 hours, and they're not being relieved. There's just not enough people willing to work. And you know why that is, folks? You know why? It's because the government has been printing money and handing out money and paying people to not work. It's not just welfare, it's the stimulus checks, it's California handing out money for, you know, fuel inflation, all kinds of things. The more money people get from government, the less they're wanting to work a regular job. I mean, why would you if you can get paid to do nothing? I mean, a lot of people are just going to decide to not work. So that's what's happening. And this is how they're shutting down the system. They pay people to not work, and then the economy falls apart. And it falls apart in various ways. Some ways are more noticeable at retail, like restaurants closing down. Other ways are less noticeable at first, like train engineers quitting their jobs and the trains not being able to run. But that adds up too, because then you don't get food and consumer goods and fertilizer shipped. You don't get coal to the power plants and so on. And, you know, pretty soon the whole system breaks down and you have rolling blackouts and you end up with Sri Lanka, all because the government wanted to print money and hand it out to people. You see, this is the root of the problem, is the fact that our currency went off the gold standard in 1971. And ever since then, the Federal Reserve has been printing trillions of dollars, especially in the last, 2 to 3 years, just mad money printing out the wazoo. And it turns out that you can't run a country when people stop working. Imagine that. I know this is a difficult lesson for Democrats to grasp because they don't have any understanding of economics 101. Remember when the White House said, the gas stations should just lower their prices and stop having high prices on gas. Like, really? That's how you think this is going to get solved? Just order the gas stations to lower their prices? You realize if they lose money on gas, they won't sell it. And then there will be gas shortages. This is how libtards ultimately learn economics, is by having oh crap moments, like oh crap, there's no gas, or oh crap, there's no food, oh crap, the trains aren't running, oh crap, there's no electricity, oh crap, our electric vehicles can't be charged. That phrase oh crap, or various renditions of that, that's libtards learning things. That's what it sounds like. It's kind of like, you know, if you pick up a chicken and surprise it, it goes, bark, bark, bark. But if you surprise a libtard, it goes, oh, crap. That's what we're watching here. And they're about as dumb as chickens, too, because even chickens can figure out how to get out of an enclosed space, but not liberals. They keep doubling down on their own suicide cult, where they trap themselves in an economic downward spiral of debt and doom. And that's where they are right now, dumber than chickens. So Democrats think that government can create wealth. They think that that's what governments do, that they create wealth and hand it out to people. They don't understand that governments only confiscate wealth from the producers of society, and then governments redistribute it. Governments don't create wealth at all. They can't create wealth. They don't create jobs. You know, you hear like Obama and Biden say, oh, we created these jobs. No, you didn't. You didn't create any jobs. Private sector creates jobs. Government functions as a parasite, sucking away the productive members of society, stealing the wealth, and then handing it out to people. And every time the government does that, they create distortions in the free market system. And these distortions cause pain and suffering and loss. Every time. This is what we're talking about here. They hand out money. And by handing out money, they encourage people to stop working. And when people stop working, the trains stop running. and the ports stop offloading, and the power grid workers don't show up to run the power grid, and the truck drivers don't drive trucks, and so on. So every time the government does this, the results are catastrophic. But the worse the situation gets, the more government is motivated to intervene even more aggressively. Oh, we're going to have price controls. We're going to have rationing. We're going to have to limit what people can do in order to make sure that everybody has enough beans and rice or whatever it is. And that only causes the problem to get worse. And this downward spiral ends in Venezuela, by the way. And when you get the Venezuela scenario, that's also a totalitarian, you know, dystopian, collapsed police state society where you have no freedom, no freedom of press, no freedom of speech, no freedom of religion, no economic freedom, nothing. And we're getting there very quickly right now in America. So understand that we are being ruled by economically illiterate homosexuals, pedophiles, and child groomers who are running the O'Biden administration. Obama slash Biden. All right, that's what this is. This is a bunch of trannies and homosexuals who know nothing about economics, but they want to rule over everybody, and they're making catastrophic mistakes one day after another, and you're seeing the effects of it. Now, it takes time to crash a magnificent nation like the United States of America, and that's why it's not crashing all in one day. But it is crashing. It is accelerating. And you're going to see a rapid acceleration from this point forward. And you're going to experience scarcity and starvation and panic and uprisings, you know, revolts, riots, all of that in ways that you've never seen before. Because the homosexual tranny libtards are still in charge and they won't let go of power, even if it kills them and you in the process. They won't let go of power. They believe they have the right to rule over you, even though they have zero knowledge of how to run a sustainable society. They are destroyers of everything. They destroy children. They destroy morality. They destroy public school. They destroy government. They destroy democracy. They destroy economies. They destroy private business. They destroy everything. And they are on a war path to destroy America. So think about that, folks. Think about the ramifications and how critical it is that we arrest these pedophile criminals and remove them from power and have fair and free elections so that the American people can be put back in charge of restoring this nation. Otherwise, we will lose it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And be sure to check out my podcasts and interviews and videos and prepping videos at Brighteon.com or just go to prepwithmike.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.